fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
All right, we're going nuts again. Again, that's what we're doing on the show.
We are.
You know, I really am so excited to talk about nuts and what nuts and how many nuts and how much nuts and all that stuff about nuts, because nuts can be a very confusing subject when it comes to health, because nuts are an incredible snack. And yes, regular eating of them has been linked to all sorts of things. Dr. Cardiovascular guy Decker Weiss, lowering cholesterol, better heart health, weight control, even a lower cancer risk. But there's a couple things that we got to know about these little things. And I want to talk about specific nuts and what they're good for and how much people should have. How about you?
Well, yeah, and nuts are a category. You know, listeners, there's going to be some that are bad. The way over-processed, over-fried peanut is not going to be beneficial to you. It's cooked in bad oils, and it's been so processed that it really isn't remotely a peanut anymore. It's almost just like this chemical product at that point. But then you have other ones like cracking the shell of a walnut that's right out of the shell, like peeling off an orange. So that's the thing, is when people say, well, I'm moving to nuts and seeds, and I see they have nothing but, you know, highly processed sunflower seeds and those big oils or all that stuff, I let them know that not all nuts are created equal. We're all nuts, and me and Holly are very different. Isn't that correct?
Exactly. I would say we're the same in some nutty ways, but okay. So this is my favorite nut, and I don't know why. It's so weird for me because I get so much information in my brain. I all of a sudden can't decipher, quite honestly, whether I like something because I know of its health benefits, or I just like it. Or I don't like it because I know that perhaps, like, if I follow the blood type diet, it's on my avoid list. Like, I get so weird around things, but walnuts are my favorite. And they are amazing. They are amazing for fighting inflammation.
Studies are great. Heart health, the oils in there are great, and they're going to fill gaps in the types of oils that you may not be getting in on a quick daily basis. Do you crack them, or do you get them separate?
No, I get them separate. I get them as, you know, a whole as possible, organic. And I would love to crack them. I remember back in the day when I was a kid, we'd have a nutcracker and the fresh nuts, but that seemed to only be the thing that stuck with me. But, you know, and people that aren't a fan of fish, when we get those good omega-3s, those anti-inflammatory oils, you can get them. Those are the type that are fats that are predominantly found in a walnut. And also manganese. Manganese is high in walnuts, and that has been proven to help reduce symptoms of PMS. And so how much is it okay? So about 14 walnut halves, okay, that equals about 185 calories and 18 grams of fat. So I think that's a fair sort of snack. I mean, most of my snacks are around 200 calories, and maybe I would cut that down if I was eating more snacks throughout the day. But that's just a really good barometer as far as if you are watching the amount of nourishment you have throughout the day, and you don't want to overeat because it's been studied that calorie restriction actually is one of the best anti-aging medicines that are out there, believe it or not. So there you go. So walnuts, I love. They can be used in a salad. Now the thing, and I'll steal this from Rachel Ray, oil spoils, okay? So when you've got oily nuts, I'll never forget. I was up in Portland trying to teach my friend a little bit. She had Crohn's disease, just how to eat a little healthier. And you know the gospel here, it ain't rocket science. And we pulled together this lovely salad, and she had some walnuts. I'm like, that's perfect. Oh, I should have tasted first. They were rancid. Ugh. They'd been old. They were kept in the cupboard. So we're looking for a cool, dry place, and the freezer, the refrigerator is the best places for oils in general, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they are, and trust your taste. If people say they're fresh and it tastes, and sometimes they'll go bitter. Sometimes you'll just smell it. If it smells bad, don't taste it. My wife's famous for that. She'll go, I think this is bad. Taste it. I'm like, why? Why would taste it after that?
No, when somebody
comes
out,
throw it away, they go bad. Yeah.
No.
And it's incredibly unhealthy, and even the small amounts for you. But, you know, I'll throw this at you, Holly, too, is when we're changing people's nutritional, you know, how they're going about their daily nutrition, they're always worried, like, well, cutting all these things out, what do you add in? Well, nuts is one of the things you plug in. You know, plugging in walnuts, well, okay, all of a sudden you're worried about being hungry. You eat a few walnut halves, and boom, it fills up your stomach. It is satiating because of the little bit of oil in there, and you're not so hungry. So for you folks out there that, you know, I need to eat better, I need to do that, get some of these good fresh walnuts, if you can find organic, even better, and use that as your snack. They are ideal. And go ahead.
I want to get some more some types of nuts, because I think it's important. Almonds. Mm-hmm. Now, walnuts and almonds, I think, are very common. But almonds, I got to tell you, the most fiber, okay, about 3 grams per ounce compared to other nuts. So rich in vitamin E, very powerful antioxidant. Almonds may even help you slip into those skinny jeans, because I know, Decker, that that's a goal for you, okay? There was an International Journal of Obesity study. When two groups of obese adults followed a low-calorie diet for 6 months, those who included almonds in their weight loss plan lost more weight than those who ate more complex carbohydrates. That's right. So think about almonds. Once again, very versatile. You're looking at about 23 of them is going to give you 170 calories, 15 grams of that nice fat and fiber. Now,
and you'll feel full.
And you'll feel full. Satiating. Okay. Yes. Satiating. Okay. Yes.
All right. What else you got?
Okay. Cashews. Now, this is a very, this is 18 nuts, so a little bit higher in calorie here, 165 calories for 18 nuts, 13 grams of fat. I think what's most particularly concentrated in cashews is iron and zinc. And so really, really nice when you're thinking about, oops, sorry about that. Did you hear that? That was something that went crashing in my studio here. I'm going nuts.
Cashews.
That's right. That's cashews. So iron, you think about oxygen being delivered to your cells, can help prevent anemia, and zinc is critical to our immune health. And so now, in a pie version is my next favorite way to take in this nut. Yeah. But yes, pecan pie. These, as you would love, are artery defenders, okay? Pecans aren't just for those tasty pies that I love so much. They can help improve your heart health. There has been studies. In fact, the Journal of Nutrition study, now, it was funded partially by the National Pecan Shellers Association, and I think it's important to understand who funds these studies.
It's important.
But it did find out that consuming, I say pecans, I guess, can help lower that LDL. We know that as bad. I don't think there's any bad cholesterol. It's just the amount we have. As much as 33%. All right. So you're looking at about 18 halves of pecans and about 200 calories. And I think this calorie information is really important for folks, because I think people get like, oh, nuts are good for me. And then, you know, a half a bag later.
Or they see that peanut butter with the separate oil and they're like, oh my God, that's what's been going in me, and they panic. But like
that's
you said,
right.
When the studies are run, the folks that have these types of foods in there while they're cutting calorie to lose weight do better. And don't forget, you know, your body's going to need minerals and nutrients to churn and burn that weight off, along with that source of fiber. The other thing is when we're, you know, basically weight loss is a detox, and you're burning fat, and there's these chemicals and things that you've got to clear out of your body. That fiber that's in all of these nuts, that helps bind a lot of this stuff up and get it out of your body, so you feel better as you're losing weight. Some people just feel absolutely miserable when they start losing weight.
All right, so I'm going to... Brazil nuts, okay, potent cancer protectors. Studies have been done on this little guy too, selenium, very high levels of selenium, okay? So 5 to 6 nuts, this is 5 to 6. These are big guys, they're meaty, you bite into them. That's 18 grams of fat and 185 calories. Macadamias, now these are contain the most monounsaturated fatty acids, okay? Good fat, lowers LDL. 10 of those, 200 calories. And let me get you one more before we go here. Pistachios, they are the skinniest nuts, all right? So if you really want to munch down, you can. 50 of those, just 160 calories.
Love them.
We're going to eat nuts, we're going to go nuts, and we're going to stay well right here on Radio MD. Go to RadioMD.com, and you can read all about it, too.